When I provided a definition of sex addiction, one of the things that I said that I would do, or at least I do to most clients, is that we would look at that part of the definition which says, and it has harmful consequences. And this is the point in the program where I want you to identify and bring out the full extent of the harmful consequences that the viewing of pornography, that the acting out behaviors have actually reaped in your life, the negative harm, the negative harmful consequences. So often the behaviors have caused a way bigger impact upon you and your life than you have ever imagined. So the document which I will be giving to you as a part of the program is entitled Harmful Consequences. There are some subheadings which I would like you to take time to go through and see the extent to which they are identifiable, impactful scenarios in your life. The first one of those is financial. What is the financial costs that you have incurred from the time you started the acting out behaviors? A lot of people, particularly those who view porn, will say there's so much free on the internet that really it's negligible the amount of money they have spent actually downloading or buying porn. There are some of my clients who have spent many thousands of pounds on the downloads and the, perhaps in the older days, the buying the magazines and storing them, keeping a stash. But in the modern day, there's so much that is free. But the point is, I want you to think outside of the box. There are some prompts on this document. For example, it says, what money have you spent on escorts or sexual services? What about websites and webcam use? Some have run up quite high bills on webcams. What about taking people to dinner, gifts of money, expensive presents, subscription costs for telephone and websites, the cost of alcohol, entertaining in pursuit of the sexual conquest and adventure? What about lost promotion at work? We're going to come back to that later on when we look at personal development. Not fulfilling work potential. All of these things contribute back into the financial costs. Think outside of the box, think indirectly. Have you, for example, subscribed to a higher download of data? So when purchasing your Wi-Fi package in the past, is it possible that you have gone for a higher subscription package when a basic package might have sufficed, on the basis that you knew you didn't want to run out of data, because in the back of your mind, maybe even the forefront of your mind, you knew you wanted enough data to ensure there were no problems with download? Is it possible that you justified purchasing a particular gadget, a new computer, a new tablet, because you knew the family perhaps, or a partner, uses your other gadget from time to time? You didn't want to get caught out with them seeing something of your acting out behaviors, and so you could justify to yourself and to them purchasing another item, another gadget. And of course, what you'd be saying is, this is for work purposes, on the basis that the family, the partner, should not need to access that particular gadget. The spend on those and that gadget should be included in the financial costs. What about the next subheading is health-related things that come out of the behaviors, which of course are harmful. Unless you've been involved with third parties, maybe the fear, concern of contracting an STI, a sexually transmitted infection, won't be there uppermost in your mind, won't be a valid consideration. For some, it will be. The fear, the concern, the worry as you've gone and got tested, the mental health, low moods that come out of that, and the general behavior of shame and guilt, your mental health may actually be affected over time, apart from any physical health issues that might flow. Personal development, loss of important promotion, not fulfilling your potential, huge amount of wasted time, staying up late, therefore not able to perform well at work, therefore not the best appraisals. Not getting the best appraisals may have a contribution into no good salary increase. Promotion. With the promotion, with the salary increase, goes an extra income, which of course you need to move those annual loss figures into the financial one above, in terms of the financial loss. Personal development is a big deal, worth spending quite some time looking at that. Is it possible, indeed is it likely, that there really has been a lot more impact on your personal development because of the acting out behaviors than you've ever given full consideration to? Relationships, impaired parenting, not fully available to the family, to a partner, to the extended family, because of the vast amount of time used in the acting out behaviors. Compromising relationships because you are perhaps somewhere else. Relationships and damage to relationships is really a big deal. When you look at the document, you'll see all the other prompts for you to give some thought to, whether they are areas that apply to you that really may have caused you over the years to compromise relationships with people.